So you know that it's yeah. Okay. It's the evening time here, and it's the Sun Splash Mix Show. I am Ja Prince.
And I'm Selecta Princess.
All right. And I believe we have a guest. I think he's in Miami chilling. Whoa. Oh, whoa. All right, there you go. His name is Joe Mercer. How are you, brother?
Oh, respect, bro. Respect. I'm doing
I love your ad libs.
Yes.
So you're unique in yourself.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's what we need. There's a lot of artists that obviously are going to say, yes, I heard some of his projects. I remember Boo August. I was very creative. And then, you know, I see them out there in California, you know, Cali Roots Festival. And that's a whole different type of energy. But now during the pandemic, he's still releasing music. So, Yo Dog. Yeah. Talk about Yo Dog featuring Busy Signal.
Well, it's the first single off of the project, off of the EP. Mixtape. As it's a featuring Busy Signal, produced by Jazzwad, legendary Grammy Award winning producer. Hey, Yo Dog, you don't know. Yo Dog is a whole reason in itself, and as well as a song that I wanted to showcase my lyrical prowess on a different level and just my versatility, you know. We got Busy on the tune, which is a huge honor for I and I, because he is one of the influences on me coming up and up to this day as well. So it's just you don't know, it's just blessings and blessings over there. I accept it, you see.
I'm certainly not going to sing any lines because I'm still learning the song. And I'm certain there'll be a video, right?
Of course. Of course.
Of course. Okay. And I would like to know, there's a line where you say, like, we're all family, so we treat each other like royalty. Is that it?
I say one family, so you're my royal kin.
That's it. Kin. That's correct. Okay. Okay. Well, I look forward to the video. What's the name of the EP? That's important.
It'll be called Eternal EP. I'm excited about that.
There you go. Let people know that you've been waiting to perform since last year when some singles drop. Is there any particular place we're going to say in the world? Hopefully it's on the East Coast. But we know, so the West Coast love you. So where do you think in the United States you want to start touring and performing?
Oh, man. That one not easy. I would say all over, man. I mean, from everywhere. New York definitely first. You know, East Coast always have a different representation. Just all over, man. That's really difficult answer. I miss everywhere. States. I miss everywhere. I miss going to Jamaica. I miss. Yeah. I go to Europe. I miss a lot.
Oh boy. I think, well, okay, so Eternal EP coming out. I was fortunate enough to listen to snippets.
The whole surprise never don't give away at once.
Okay, because I do recall hearing some collabs. Kabaka Pyramid,
of course, yes.
Okay,
next is where I'm influenced by, and I have a lot of respect for, you know what I mean? The bad lyrics is a bad artist,
I think the key with your collaborators is lyrics, and then the rhythms are good anyway, so I find it to be very up tempo. So besides Kabaka, Skip Marley?
Yeah, Skip. I have some work with my cousin Skip. He's going to be on the LP. But he have a tune, That Dream, that's produced by his older brother, Soul Marley. And even when you listen to the tune, you hear Skip give an ad-lib here and there throughout the song as well.
I see.
As well as worked on production as well with them. So them boys going in, you know, them do them thing.
That's right. Let's talk about this new generation. Because for some reason, the media keeps saying there must be a new generation, as though Kabaka might have been an older generation, our protege and Chronics. Yeah, it's the same generation. But your generation of lyricists is 1 foot in that pure Jamaican culture, 1 foot in this American culture. Nothing wrong with that. So your style obviously is influenced by some of that Miami vibes, some of that New York, Chicago vibes.
Of course, of course, of course. Being that not all of my influences are from Jamaica alone. So, of course, that goes without question, man. Biggie is a huge fan of Biggie. Man, Kanye West, Freeway, enough people, enough artists, you know, Tupac. Enough artists. J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, we can go all the way from KRS-One up to this generation greats, you know what I mean?
I like it. And there also has to be that image. Someone might have broken the image, the role that people say, well, you young artists, you're wearing sneakers and you have the jeans set a certain way. And what we liked about reggae was, you know, a little button up, you know, a little clean style. But you guys are giving them what young people are vibing to in reggae.
Well, respectfully, you know, even the generation before did what they felt, they did what was in at the time to them and what is relevant to their time. So respectfully, I would say we you know, it's no different. It's just a newer generation. So one or two things might not be, or more than one or two, but a few things might not be the same as the generation before. And when you check it out, too, nowadays I'm starting to see people even dressing more like them come from the 70s. So, and that's nowadays, once again. So, I mean, you know, everything is like a circle. It all comes back. So it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, I think we will be seeing back not only not for the old school influences, but you know, for me to say is I think that we'll be seeing a lot of what even influenced the item coming back again as a trend to whichever young youth pick it up and start it fresh out again, or howsoever it want to be, however the trend want to set and start, it will. You know what I mean? But it all starts from somewhere.
It certainly will be. And producers. So we got Jazzwad, Silent Addy. Who are the others?
Silent Addy, Bumbo Cat, Lamar Brown. I did one myself. My cousin Soul. About 7 true.
Nice and short. But you know the critics, because I'm part of the critics. So why we not get the album right now? You know how long we are waiting? We want it. No. What you tell certain critics?
I'm going to wait, man, and stop rush me. Patience is a virtue. No, man, here, I want it to be the best thing. I want it to be. Not only I want it to be a body of work that best represents me outside of just being lyrical and musical. So I make sure that I'm putting in that effort, you know, and in those songs as well, I get a little bit more personal. So you'll hear more tune that I personally as well think that a lot of people are going to relate to. You know, so it's a more, the album more in depth. The EP and the mixtape is like scrimmage. So, and the album is the World Cup. So,
what? You see that? See that?
Different for World Cup. You don't run out as regular as when you play the club ball. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, it's deep there. Yeah. Man, it's a strategy and respect to all those who know, because there are some that say, yo, from rock and swing, it's not just put out more music, because that is a trend of some younger artists in other genres, but wait the turn and, you know, do it right.
Yeah, man. Wait your turn and do it right is really the moral of it, you know, getting it done properly one time, so you don't have to do it next time. It's even that much more easier next time. I think if you go 50% and a majority of things, you're only going to get forward 50% of a reception versus if you did 100%. So we're always putting our best foot forward. And you know, we tell people to do the same thing too. Just don't go out there knowing say it's 100%. You know what I mean? Of course.
Let me tell you, also hearing snippets of the mixtape, that 90s vibe, hence my t-shirt.
Hey.
Hint. You know, it sounds great. So what inspired you to do a mixtape, and what's the name of it, and when it's going to be released?
What inspired me to do the mixtape? Well, like I was saying earlier, just wanting to have a little creative fun outside of a picture that's already painted in my head, and executing that piece of artwork there. It was just a free, you know, just let loose, and there are great topics on the EP and mixtape, but it's not like I say, it's not majority of them wasn't topics that I had to give too much of a thought to go into to write about, and we're usually someone who goes through our music we're very precise, so just kind of not being as you know, it just simpler. I don't know what to say. It's not, I didn't have to get as much thought and not be as focused on each and every little aspect of it. Just music sounds sweet, music, we could put out some music. Sound nice, this sound fun, this sound like, and then as well, you know, it's been saying I'm putting out an album for a minute now, and I felt that it was more than owed to the fans, so that them have at least something, appetizer before them get the main course, you know?
I'm telling you, the way the man put the words together, I like it. And we know summer's coming up, and like I said, we're not going to keep you too much longer. The same way, you have to still enjoy yourself. Yes, the world is going through this pandemic, and a lot of people were ready for summer last year, but Ms. Shore said they're ready for summer this year. So you yourself, social media, maybe we don't see enough of what you're doing to enjoy, you know, not just time at home, but before the work start, you know, the promotion and the up and down. What are you still doing to have fun, like right now?
Speaking to you guys. You don't know, man. I enjoy everything that life. Speaking to you guys, I'm being serious. This is fun for me. This is about it's you know, maybe you ask me a question that influences a song later on. So it's you know, it's a beautiful thing. It work out that way. And so many things. Go to the beach, make sure we try to keep active as possible. My daughter is 5 years old and she is a very active young lady. She can't stay one place, so that does keep me very occupied. And you know, it's only thing I would say is very bearing to me is I don't get to, it's not so different from how I usually live my life. You know, I don't go out to clubs a lot. I don't go out to a lot of parties. I don't go out a lot, you know. I find myself, I need very little to remain happy, and I pride myself in that. And you don't know, just wherever, I love joke around, I love, I I'm a playful person. It doesn't. And a whole heap of things I have to do to keep happy. I'm a happy person. I'm a positive person. So, you know, and I think that staying around positive people, that during these times, that know how to share that same energy. So it's not always thinking on a pessimistic level. You know, more optimistic. I bet you know what I tell you, say, boy, I could go sneak out, go link Dre around the corner, or something. Right. There's some farmer. There's some fun going on in some way. I mean, it is not like no crazy thing, but you don't know.
Well, we at Sunsplash Media would like to extend a happy belated Earth Strong to you and your daughter.
I give thanks. Thank you very much.
Let people know, because your name is Joseph, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But Joe Mercer, I'm sure people have trouble spelling it on social media. So could you tell us your social media handles, please?
It's JOMERSAMARLEY. See? That's it for the whole of them. Joe Mercer Marley.
And at the same time, people are going to be checking for Eternal, the EP, and then they'll be waiting for the mixtape with some surprises.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the full album.
All right. See the critics then? Let them go along there. Yeah. All right.
Blessed love. This is Joe Mercer Marley, and you're tuning into Sunsplash Mix Show with Ja Prince and Selector Princess. Amers. Whoa.